Interpreters, co-presented by Škoda. Kushak, choose what really matters.
And talking about Joe Biden's promises, here is another one. This is from January 20th this year, the day Biden was inaugurated as the U.S. president. He made a promise to the American people. Listen to this.
Before God and all of you, I give you my word. I will always level with you. I will defend the Constitution. I'll defend our democracy.
I will always level with you. That is what Biden said. He promised honesty. He promised to be straightforward. 9 months later, we are not so sure. Let me show you a conversation from August. A few days after the Taliban captured Kabul, Joe Biden sat down for an interview. Among other things, he was asked about the military advice that he got. Did his generals ask Biden to retain some troops in Afghanistan? This is how the U.S. president responded.
Our military advisors warned against withdrawing on this timeline. They wanted you to keep about 2,500 troops.
No, they didn't. It was split. That wasn't true. That wasn't true.
They didn't tell you that they wanted troops to stay?
No, not in terms of whether we were going to get out in a time frame, all troops. They didn't argue against that.
So no one told, your military advisors did not tell you, no, we should just keep 2,500 troops. It's been a stable situation for the last several years. We can do that. We can continue to do that.
No one said that to me that I can recall.
That was in August. Joe Biden said no one advised him to keep soldiers in Afghanistan. Turns out that is not the real story. The U.S. Congress has been grilling America's top military leaders, and they narrate a different story. Listen in.
It was back in the fall of 20, and it remained consistent throughout, that we should keep a steady state of 2,500, and it could bounce up to 3,500, maybe something like that, in order to move toward a negotiated, gated solution.
I recommended that we maintain 2,500 troops in Afghanistan. And I also recommended earlier in the fall of 2020 that we maintain 4,500 at that time. Those are my personal views. I also have a view that the withdrawal of those forces would lead inevitably to the collapse of the Afghan military forces and eventually the Afghan government.
You just heard from America's top military leaders. General Mark Milley is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He is the most important link between the White House and the Pentagon. General McKenzie is the commander of the U.S. Central Command, or CENTCOM. What did both the generals want? To retain American soldiers in Afghanistan. That is what they recommended to Joe Biden. But the president says he never got this advice. Who do you trust? Two four-star generals testifying under oath, or a president doing damage control on television? As they say, soldiers don't lie, politicians do. The White House's death.
Hey guys, this is Tommy with Tommy Nation Politics. How's everyone doing today? Tommy Nation Politics. Soldiers don't lie, politicians do. One politician in particular, Joseph Robinette Biden, has been lying for about 40 years about his whether he was first in his class in law school, whether he was a coal miner's son, whether or not he even met with Corn Pop guys is debatable. This guy's been a liar for so long. And he's used the power around him to start regime change wars around the world and to enrich himself with energy boards, corrupt politicians in foreign countries, and to practice neoliberal policies, guys, that have been leading to the detriment of our country. These lies are not innocent lies. They're lies that he actually blamed Donald Trump for. He said in the pandemic of Donald Trump that this man should not serve as president. He is unqualified to serve as president. I would argue that Joe Biden's lying streak has unqualified him to serve as president even before he was president. But now, guys, this is leading into a culmination of not only re-election lies and disinformation, as he puts his disinformation governance board, is leading into fascist tendencies. It's leading into inflation. It's leading into possible recessions. It's leading into financial instability and a country that I don't find sovereign. But we'll talk about what sovereign is because I have guests with me on my podcast today. I've got Michael Gardner from the Patriot Angle Unfiltered Raw podcast, which you can find on Anchor, Spotify, anywhere you can find podcasts. We had a contentious conversation on the show. And also Jamar Jabari returns from the Voice of Change podcast. How's it going, guys? Y'all here? Is everybody here?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here. Jamar, are you there? Jamar Jabari, are you in Ghana?
I'm right here.
All right, bro.
I wish I was in Ghana.
You do? Do they have universal health care?
First world.
Do they have universal health care?
Yeah, you don't want to be in Ghana.
I don't want to go into detail about that because we might get into argument. But yes, they have great healthcare and it's a great first world nation. There's not a lot of poor countries in Africa that a lot of people think there are. They have actually upgraded a lot, but there are a lot of impoverished countries as well that they turn their pictures on. So the pictures always speak louder than the volumes. So it's whatever.
Louder than values.
By the way, I have visited like at least 5 times, so I know what the fuck I'm talking about, but it's all right.
Okay. Well, I don't know anything about Ghana, but I do know that this country right here is suffering from a delusional duopoly issue that are caused by the Democrats and Republicans. Do you have something to add to that, Michael?
Yeah.
What?
You just showed a video clip before your intro there with Biden. And who was reporting that stuff? Was that Sky News?
It was India News.
Okay, because they're also – it looked like a woman from Sky News that is Indian descent sometimes. So I thought it was Sky News.
It could be.
It could be, yeah. But, you know, she's making good points. Our country is suffering tremendously. Donald Trump basically nailed it on the spot prior to Biden's transition into power into 2020. Our country needs to heal, Tommy, tremendously. We're seeing a leader that shows high levels of dementia. In my opinion, could be posed as a national threat to our country. Does this man, do we truly back him if there was ever a major conflict into this country? If we had to look at him to say, this man has the codes, the nuclear codes of this country, right? And they look at him and say, Joe, we have to make a decision. And Joe is not there because, like I said many times, the elevator doesn't go to the top floor with him. Is he going to carry out that command?
I think it depends on if whether or not Jamie Dimon says so or whether or not Jeff Bezos says so. Then he'll carry it out.
Yeah, it's big tech. It's big tech. It's the media conglomerates, the corruption coming out of media today. That's what's truly running this country. You know, Biden or Kamala Harris running this country. They're literally the puppets to the machine that's running this country.
Strikes me because I agree with you on the way they're puppets. But I would argue that these politicians have been puppets for the longest time. And Donald Trump ripped the veil of civility off of the decorum and conventional wisdom and social norms. But Joe Biden has revealed the transparency of the fact that corporations and oligarchy runs our country. And the president is a figurehead, nothing more, who doesn't work for you, fat. You need to do some push-ups in Iowa. He works for Jamie Dimon, Jeff Bezos, and the people that he's been cucking around with since the beginning of his inauguration. He's been surrounding himself with nothing but business CEOs and wealthy lobbyist interest groups. Meanwhile, the NRA, it's so hilarious.
Happen, right? Right. Prior to Biden's transition into power of 2020, we seen when President Trump was in office, we seen President Trump say, If Biden gets elected, you will see a massive load of inflation. You will see gas prices at historic highs. You will see a high alarming rate of people on welfare, unemployed, okay? People are like, oh no, Biden's creating jobs. No, Biden is loosening the COVID restrictions. People are going back to their original employers. Where's job
creation? Isn't that what Trump wanted? Isn't that what Trump wanted though? To, you know, have everything open. So that means work at the office again, right?
This was all pre-warned by the Trump administration. Do you think he was just saying that to just create a fear mongering of politics? No, I don't think it was.
He'll hurt the Bible. He'll hurt guns. He said a lot of stuff, and so did Hillary. Remember,
he said things that were going to happen under Biden, and look what's happening. Everything that Trump said is coming true. Look at inflation. Look at his foreign policies, for Christ's sakes. The man is scared to death of Putin, Zelensky, President Xi of China. He's scared of all of them. Christ, can you imagine? Let me say something right now, Tommy. Putin, Zelensky, President Xi of China, and even the North Korean dictator, Kim Un-jung, if they wanted to hurt us right now, they can do it with a snap of a finger, literally. And do you think that Biden would have a response to any of that? Our country would be bombed, literally. I'm not saying it to scare anybody. It's true. There's nothing that Biden would be able to do. He's a weak politician.
Jamar, what do you think about all this?
I have a lot of problems with Biden. This is my issue with the liberals on how they try to think that just because we get a Democrat and things are going to be better, but they have to understand that they are all, both the Republican and the Democrats are part of the same ruling party, and they have their own differences, but they still support capitalism. They still support corporate America. And these are trends that you have seen within these parties that have started since Reagan, honestly, because a lot of people will say how Nixon was very corrupt, which I agree that he has some problems, but Nixon was also someone that would put a price acknowledgement on, let's say, gas. Gas could go up, but he'll say, okay, gas is only $2 right now. When it comes to, because he has done this in the past, and that's probably why he pissed off a lot of corporate people. And we don't have that.
Are you talking about Biden?
Type of politician, okay.
I think he's talking about Nixon.
I'm going to Biden. I'm just giving a quick history on how there were politicians in the past that were not pro corporate that will give a straight up, this is the law that your prices are going to be this way, just so the working people can be able to afford your prices. But you see a lot of corporate America now is inside the White House, it's inside the Pentagon, and this is just what capitalism is. And so my issue with Biden now is that he needs to step down, and I have issues with the fact that a lot of people that support him and even his wife, I'm starting to see a lot of elderly abuse because this man does not know what's going on. And the Pentagon gets their way, and the CIA gets their way. All these entities gets their way because this is what they have wanted from the beginning. They have wanted a conflict with Russia. They have wanted a conflict with China, even though half the shit that we have with China comes from China. And these are wars that we are not well equipped for, in my opinion, because we are used to toppling countries like Afghanistan, Iraq, We're used to using coalitions with, like, how we gave the Saudis their war, which was a democratic policy. Obama himself has signed on to give Saudi their war with Yemen's. And now you see Saudi Arabia not wanting to have a relationship at all with Biden because of the turmoil. And we don't talk about gas prices and all this stuff.
There's Biden, would you go fix that? Did you know that?
Putin. And you heard Putin about is just a fragment when it comes to inflation. And Putin, he's not, I don't even think he's a part of it when it comes to American inflation and gas prices, because Russian oil is a third of what Europe has, but it's not a third of what we have. A lot of different things. And I give it to Trump with making us oil independent, but when Biden came into power, that was not a thing. So there's a lot of lies that the Democratic Party is doing right now.
But
I
here's
wish
the
that
thing,
they would just tell the truth, yeah, and instead of trying to just blame some entity.
Yeah.
That's not reelectable. But go ahead, Mark.
But here's the thing. We all know why we're paying, you know, almost $7 on an average scale here in for gasoline. We know that.
Why do you think that is? Why is that? Why is that?
Because we have to kiss the ass of the Russians and the Saudis. That's where all our fuel is coming from. We don't need fuel from the Saudis or Russia. We have enough fuel in this country, and this is coming from a correct source, Tommy. We have enough fuel in this country to fuel this country for the next 500 years. So if
Are
we have enough,
sure?
I know.
I would like to see the documents.
I know
on that.
You happen to, and I'll tell you why. You happen to reside in the state of Texas, correct?
Yeah, biggest you oil are, and frack lobbyists here.
You are literally living on the top of the biggest fuel merchants for this country. 60% of our fuel that we can fuel for this country for the next 500 years is literally underneath you right now in Texas.
So that's a guaranteed fact. Are they going to tear up our lands? Build all those.
You don't have to tear up your lands. Factories. You don't have to tear up your lands. Well, when you drill for oil,
the fracking really did affect a lot of areas in here.
Yeah.
The water lines and stuff like that. People get lead water pipes and stuff.
Yeah, I agree with that. But if we had this damn Keystone pipeline open, you would be back to Obama. I got to use my correction here. A Trump era of fuel prices. And that's a guarantee fact. What was the reason for the Keystone pipeline to be closed anyway? Biden really never got into huge comments on that. What was the necessary
Barack Obama,
reason?
He gassed Native Americans at Standing Rock. Was that in the area of the Keystone pipeline, Jamar? Do you know? It was a really bad thing. Like, he tried. You know how during Occupy Wall Street, when we bailed out the banks, Barack Obama, you know, crashed the heads of all the protesters and arrested them all. Even though he's the guy who, yes, we can, and change we believe in, and I'm the first black president, I'm going to arrest all of you who are protesting my bailout, my bribe to Wall Street, my blackmail to Wall Street, and I'm going to go and crack your heads. And so he did that to Native Americans. It didn't look good during his last term. And so Biden kind of just like tried to walk away from that because Hillary lost so badly. I think that's why it was politically, it got bad because Native Americans were getting gassed by agents of the
yeah,
state.
Yeah, that was the whole thing with the Lakota tribe.
So they do it openly and honestly. This is the thing that gets me, Michael, about how you say they served to protect. They literally not served and protected us for about 50 years now. All they do is go to other countries, instigate coups, arm rebels, overthrow their governments, install puppet leaders like Zelensky and Ashraf Ghani, and then we colonize it. It's called colonizing. We bring it back to the mother country. We learned it from our great, wonderful relatives, the Brits, the Queen. We learned it from the Queen.
It's European policy. You know, America was designed for that, for European policy. You know, our principles come from, you know, from King and Queen of London and Great Britain. It's the same thing. You know, our politics are literally European politics. We have a constitutional republic, but we piggyback off of a parliamentary system from Europe in a very, very similar way. The only difference is they slap on the constitutional republic of a democracy. But it's all the same thing.
What does that mean, constitutional republic? Because we have a constitution and we're a sovereign country. So they slap that on? Or does that mean anything else besides a good title?
Constitution is basically laws that are written into law, if I can say it in layman's terms. You know, you take old principles from an old country, you put it into a new designed type of society, you make it a law, and that's basically an Americanized parliamentary system. Say that very loosely so people can understand it a little bit better, maybe.
America, a parliamentary system. Jamar, what do you think about that? You agree or disagree?
I was having some issues with my Wi-Fi, but I'm better now. Can you repeat the question real quick?
We've got a lot of our politics from the Europe, and that we kind of piggyback off of a parliamentary system in our way of government.
Yeah, I mean, I live in New England.
Yeah,
these ideals. I mean, where you're from in Cali, and you're not from Cali, from Texas, but that region around. That's more of a French colonial, and then after the Civil War and stuff.
Have you said it? It was Mexico.
It was Mexico. But they were colonized by Europeans, just like over here it was colonized. So what we see is a colonial system that has come from Europe that has been hybrid into what we have now. And the Constitution itself is a living document, which bothers me at the fact that a lot of people don't think that we could upgrade it or put in our thoughts to better it instead of keeping the same constitution. There's a reason why it says there's a living document. You just hear all these politicians that keep saying, oh, I want to protect the constitution. They basically are saying, I want to keep things the way it is, but things change.
They don't care. They hate the Constitution. The Constitution, we the people have power.
Yeah, I don't think he's talking about colonists, right? It's a colonist system.
Yeah,
I'll agree with that. It is a colonist system. It started out from colonists, right? European colonists that came into this country. They came into a country that was new to them. They didn't know what the hell it was. They were here to settle land, to escape oppression from the kings and queens of Europe, mainly Great Britain and London, because to be honest with you, what's going on now with the tyranny that we're seeing here in America is what was going on in early European times from kings and queens that posed tyranny onto their they didn't call them settlers, they called them peasants, you know. We were the peasants, the early settlers that came into this country. We were the peasants that escaped treasonous ways from these kings and queens that posed onto their peasants in Europe. So when we came into this country, we had to put these laws into effect, not only to protect ourselves, but protect ourselves from other colonists that came into this country. Maybe they could have been. Tommy heard me say this. I like to use the word radical, right? Radical ways. So they didn't pose radicalization into an early America. Laws are put into place for reason, Jamar and Tommy, because
they used to be that way, Michael.
But it balances out society. That's the original formula of laws. It's supposed to balance out society. Because if you don't have laws in any country, what do you have, Tommy? You have a broken nation that creates high levels of criminal activity and terrorism.
What criminal activity if there's no laws?
But laws are not always right, though. It was the law to be a slave. It was the law genocide Native American land. It was the law to taxation and all this shit.
But those aren't looked as laws, Jamar. I have to correct you on that. That when you talk about slavery and you talk about other things, that's not a law. The
13th Amendment is still a part of the Constitution. That's still a form of slavery within itself to this day, though.
Well, that's your opinion, one man's opinion over another. But you talk about slavery. That's an agenda. That's an agenda by a tyrant that opposes that type of agenda. Because slavery, I have to explain this on Tommy's show. Slavery has not always been in this country. There was slavery in other countries that opposed the same type of scenario. You know,
white supremacy.
Europeans enslaved their own people. Africans enslaved their own people. They
but
did
white supremacy
for
though,
agenda.
The white supremacy part. That's the part that really radicalized. I'll say it. The whole
I understand,
slavery game.
I understand you go with the white supremacy, but if you go back to the
I mean, it did.
Land,
it changed everything because it made
right,
one group completely inferior because based on something they can't change.
But
that's,
here's
that's
the thing,
different
though.
Than Rome where you could win us your slavery and gladiator.
Here's the thing,
combat.
Like, what's the differences of slavery throughout the generations? Let's go back to the motherland of Africa when Africans would enslave their own people. Now, would you call that black supremacy because they're enslaving their own people? Or would you call that another type of supremacy? What type of supremacy would that be, Tommy? Because I'd really like to understand that part.
I don't have all the answers, but all I know really
I just want to let you know. I don't want to cut you off. I don't want to cut you off, but I'm not doing that to defend the white culture or white heritage.
I don't think you are.
I'm trying to understand because we hear white supremacy with slavery, right? I understand it's a dark history. Every country has its dark
history. But do you understand that like that white, black people, that's the difference. That blacks enslaving each other, white people, black people.
I understand that. I understand that, but if you go over to – if you look at your history for one, and you can look this up because it's actually very true and accurate. Do you know at one point of or a time in Africa there would basically be a Okay, there it is. There was a part of history in Africa where Africans literally enslave – white individuals because in South Africa is a strong threshold of white individual men and women that reside there, mainly British, right? If you look at your history,
they colonized the entire African continent.
Exactly. That's when Africa was.
I mean, you got to understand that there was a time when they said the sun never sets in the UK. Like, I agree that there was a lot of civilizations that had their own form of slavery. But white people literally pulled to the point where they was genociding almost every part of the world from Asia to Africa to Latin America, what was not even Latin America. They literally took language away from the original natives in what is South America today. They don't speak Spanish as an indigenous language. They took their language away. Like, even with Africans, we don't even know.
I don't think they took
ancestors.
It away. I think they pretty much evolved into a society.
There was no evolved. There was genocide. It was forced to speak Spanish. If you don't speak Spanish, you were slaughtered. Like, that was not.
But Jamar, have not, you lived in that region? Have you ever lived in that region?
I didn't have to live in that region. I've known people that have
so
talked
you get
about
it from
have,
you get it from mainstream. I understand because that's where basically
No. Because I live in an indigenous and black background, and I have spoken to people that were indigenous from those regions. We all talk. We have conferences. We have meetings. Yeah. We have events. We all come together, and they speak in their actual native language, and they talk about that, like. They were forced to speak Spanish, just like how we were forced to speak English.
And why were they forced to speak Spanish?
Because of colonialism. They colonized them. White people colonized them. I'm not trying to say that the average white person is an asshole. They can't answer for their ancestors' issues, but their ancestors.
What
were
they colonizing for, though? Were they colonizing for resource? Were they colonizing? Everybody colonizes
whatever it was. But when you're making it sound like this is a normalization. If Asian people was to colonize the majority of the world, I have a problem with them too.
I'm not making it a normalization. You're giving me viewpoints, and I'm commenting on your viewpoints. I'm a podcaster. That's what I do for a living. I'm asking a simple question. You're going into viewpoints from Africa. I'm asking you a question where when they colonized this region, every colonist, okay, or explorer, or however you want to label it, colonized regions or settlements of land for reason. What was the reason for them colonizing this area? And why?
And what is the trauma of the people that come from that area?
Hold on, sir. I'm almost
finished. That is modern day.
What? Hold on. And then the secondary question would be, you used that word where they forced that language on them. Why did they force it on it?
Look at Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico can't even be their own country anymore. Puerto Rico has to be.
This isn't a conversation I really wanted to have, but if we're going to have it, then we have to answer each other's questions. One thing I realized that we're not doing with the right and the left is that we're literally ignoring each other's questions. So that's probably why we're so divisive. He did ask you a direct question. Then. What was your question, Michael?
My direct question goes into what's called a parallel type of question. The first parallel question would be that you brought up a point where they colonized that area and forced language upon its people. Okay.
Yeah.
Why did they colonize it, and why was the language forced on the people?
Why did they call? Yes.
Okay. So the first country that's modern day right now, when Columbus went into what he thought was India.
Okay. We're not talking about Columbus. We're talking about,
but I have to bring this up to explain it the best. Explain the best way.
But Cuba, Columbus doesn't have
any
influence on Africa. He has influence on America. We're talking about Africa.
I'm not talking about Africa, though. I was talking about Latin America, how Latin America is forced to speak Spanish for hundreds of years. That's what I was talking about. I wasn't bringing up Africa at all right now. I was bringing up how Latin America is, there's a lot of tribes that are indigenous that have cousins from my tribes in Virginia. They were forced to speak Spanish, and they still tried to keep their own language.
King James, this is the street. This is live, and I'm reading your comments. So far, half of your comments are dumb, but some of your comments are questions, and there's no dumb questions. So thank you for watching Tommy Nation Politics. To answer your question, this is live. And we're talking to Jabari, and we're talking to Michael Gardner. We're having another argument about history and facts. So where we're at now, guys, is that as the culmination of these policies, and Jabbar had talked about Reagan, and this thing we call us radical leftists call neoliberalism, Michael. It's when they get in bed with the private sector.
I'm very familiar with that, yes.
They start to... Okay. So both parties have been doing those policies nonstop.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the regime change wars, adding into those. So, I mean, everybody wants to blame the stimulus about the inflation. Everybody wants to blame. But the fact is that we don't make our own resources. We outsourced all of our jobs. And these decisions weren't made for the good of the country. They were made by people that are puppets of the corporations. So, what are we supposed to do about that? What's next? What's next after Biden? It's just going to be worse after Biden. It's going to be worse. Just to let you know.
Here's one of your comments coming in from Twitch. And King James is basically saying that the Spanish wouldn't force you to speak English. Which, I mean, I agree with that somewhat. You know, no country would force you to speak it unless you were.
He wasn't there in 1492, though.
But
none of us was there.
Hold on. No country would force you to speak a language unless it was influenced by a higher marky.
I think that's the question.
Colonizers.
I think that's what you're alluding to, Michael. Yeah, but he's saying that the reason they're colonized was because of the crown. That's what he's saying. So y'all are literally on the same page. Just have to right? Isn't that what you're saying? And so we get that from the queen.
Pretty much.
What are we arguing about, guys?
Well, I think we're both right. Kind of went into Christopher Columbus.
Maybe we should just have this conversation.
Isabella and Ferdinand.
A different episode. I apologize, Tommy. You're trying to get on the Biden situation, and I agree with that. I apologize.
I'm very adaptable. Like I said, guys, I'm taking leadership.
That's why me and Tommy can relate on a lot of issues, because we don't stay on topic. The one topic, we go throughout different topics, because that's how you engage your listeners, you know?
Yeah, this is really interesting, though, because it's giving me a good insight into, like, why we're here now. Like, so this system that we rebelled against, this system, right?
Yeah.
We didn't like the no taxation without representation. We didn't like the fact that the crown was all the way over there ruling things and taxing us for the resources that we were making, right?
Yeah.
So fast forward to today, where taxes are being raised, food costs are high, inflation is high, resources are high, and literally it's almost like it harkens back to where the King's Road. You want to talk about the crown? Who can drive now? Who can drive now? People with electric cars, they can afford electric cars? It's funny because this corporate state is kind of created a feudalist system.
To be honest with you, I'd have my high trust in a gas or a fuel type of vehicle over an electric vehicle. I break down the road, you're not going to be able to find a charging station on the interstate. You know what I mean?
Elon Musk, he made Teslas. They're electric, right?
They're electric, but I'm talking about, like, if you break down on the road, if you break down on the interstate or a major road, is there going to be a charging station on that interstate?
I know nothing about electric cars. All I know is that they're trying to phase out gas. They're trying to phase out fossil fuels for sure.
Well, you know why they're doing it, right?
Because they want to reset, do a great reset where we own nothing and be happy. And they've already transparently told us all this. We all think it's a conspiracy, but they've literally transparently told us that they're little dumbass.
Biden administration wants to influence electric cars because, you know, Big Brother doesn't want to keep on paying that high funding over to the Saudi government and the Russian government for fuel. That's what it breaks down to.
Also, think about this. We literally – Tesla was one of those winners and losers of the bailout that we invested in. And Obama said we were going to have return on investment. Elon Musk ended up making billions of dollars on Tesla. And he's a genius. But he was literally one of the first welfare queens that was funded by the Obama administration. So why is he all of a sudden
he's a welfare queen? Because that is so fucking true. Yeah.
They all are.
How the rich really are. You get bailed out, but then when poor people need a bailout, they're like, oh, you looking for a handout. But the rich get bailed out a lot.
You should have seen the way Obama was selling that shit. Oh, it's going to return on investment. We might actually get lower taxes. We might actually cut the
debt. A great interview. Same shit.
Another puppet president.
Can I reference the interview real quick that people should listen to when we get into podcasting?
Yeah,
a great interview to get more information about how rich and the banks get bailed out. I just listened to Pat Bet David. I don't know if everybody knows Pat Bet David, but he's a conservative businessman that has a podcast now, and he interviewed Richard Werner, which is a big deal because he knows about the banks and all this stuff. And they explained how important it is for the economy to work that you have to bail out the banks. And my boy went on a great epic rant saying, oh, how easy it is for you guys to bail yourselves out. But then when we look at people that have school loans, whatever debt that they have, you can't bail them out. The working man is working this hard just to get where they can. But it's easy to bail out these fucking bankers. It's a great interview. I'm going to put the link in the chat for people to see that, because that is something that's very important for the state of how America works. It's this is a common thing that enrages me when it comes to these rich people. They have these outlets. The 1% has these outlets to get bailed out. But with the working man, it's always
they own news companies.
Right.
So that's the reason why they get bailouts, right? We all know the reason why they get bailouts, and nobody talks about it or demonizes it or says they're inflation because they get a stimulus, is because they have Bloomberg magazine, they have the New York Times, they have the Washington Post. They literally print their own narratives and they feed out the headlines, and they say that what the liberals have gotten really good at is saying lies over and over and over again until they believe them. And it's one of the reasons why I really like, I'm a leftist, but I almost can't even recognize what liberals are anymore. Because at one point you can say hashtag Me Too. At one point you can say hashtag Me Too. And then you can go ahead and then slut shame Tara Reid, who was raped by Joe Biden. You can say Black Lives Matter. Turn around and fund neo-Nazis $40 billion in Ukraine. You can say whatever you want to say. And behind the backs of the people, your constituency, the people you say value and their lives matter, you just do the opposite thing. But we still have to vote for you because you're better than Trump. It's a whole new level of literal. It's almost, it's worse.
They're rebranding now. You heard about that? The asshole is rebranding now.
It's worse than anything Trump could have ever said, bro. They literally think that we are. They think we're.
But
just
here's the
dogs.
Thing, Tommy. Here's the thing. You know, you have a lot of leftists now in this country that's seeing what this country is becoming, and it's almost like I told you so to speak from Trump. Trump warned us about what was going to happen, warned us. And now you even have Biden supporters that are literally now understanding what that message meant 2, 3, 4 years ago, that, you know what, this country is going to go down the hell. It's going to become a melting pot. And they all thought that Trump was a delusional man. He was a conspiracy theorist and this and that. But guess what? I think Trump is starting to make sense on a lot of key issues and what we're seeing right now in this country. A lot. You're seeing a lot of Biden supporters that are literally jumping ship. Literally jumping ship.
I can't deny that, Michael, but I also can't not forget the fact that he, A, hired Michael Pompeo. He, B, hired all of these warmongers who, as your CIA guy explained, apparently they had good references and they were on the top of their class. They're all warmonger, bloodthirsty maniacs that Trump hired. Then he said he wanted to end the wars. So, like, that foreign policy aspect didn't make any sense to me. Then he negotiated the Taliban. Then he demonizes the Taliban. He talks about – Trump is literally the best salesman ever. He's not a total dumbass. He's mastered the art of sailing, the art of the deal. Yes. He during the NRA convention, he was literally like, there's no bad guy with the – it's a good guy with the gun. There's one point he's literally like, oh, you like it when I say good guy with a gun. That's really – whenever I say good guy with a gun, you guys clap. So I'll say it more. He's noticed that about you guys. And so he says all the things that you want to hear. But at the same time, I don't think he knows a goddamn thing. Because of how he staffed his cabinet, and I didn't deal with the CIA, who literally did a steel dossier on him. They won, bro. Whatever you think.
So hold on, you're on Trump's cabinet, right? As a businessman turned politician, right? Okay.
Then you know that they're puppets.
He brought a type of cabinet in, okay. Just because he brought a cabinet, types of cabinet men and women into his administration doesn't necessarily mean that he doesn't know a lot of shit. Just means that
he brought his enemies.
You got to remember though, Michael Bolton is responsible for millions of lives at this point in the Middle East.
He almost brought in Mitt Romney. Remember that? He almost brought in the steak Mitt Romney. Who hates
him. The turncoat Mitt Romney? Yeah, yeah. The
cabinet.
The rhino? I don't support that rhino.
I agree with you, but Trump would have almost brought him in if he just kissed the ring a little bit more.
Here's the thing. Trump was a phenomenal president, but he was surrounded by poor advisors that advised him wrong. The only thing that Trump had great for his presidency in 4 years was foreign policy. That was it. His foreign policy was phenomenal. Phenomenal.
I agree. But was it by accident?
So I agree with Michael on just the fact that when we talk about foreign policy. Can you guys hear me? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I want to make sure the wind. So I agree with Michael on the fact that with foreign policy – The only thing I had an issue with him is that he went to go ahead to kill a general in Iran, which you don't want to fuck with Iran. But
how do you think I got that idea?
But the fact that I think that he was like told to do that.
Yeah.
And my thing is that he spoke to the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. He actually wanted to have a, exactly. That's a big deal.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Jamar. Trump did things that no modern politician or president. I mean, you didn't even see Barack Obama walking next to the North Korean dictator, let alone President Xi of China.
No.
I mean, this president, President Trump, you know what he had? He had political backbone. He had muscle behind his words. So what he tweeted? Did we really vote this man out of office because he sent out so many tweets that upsetted the little snowflakes in Twitter?
We did.
I mean, come on.
No, I disagree with the fact that Twitter has power like that. That's crazy.
Grow a set. They allow murderers and dictators on Twitter, but they don't allow a person on Twitter because they upset their feelings there in San Francisco Valley of California.
Yes.
Yeah.
But do you conservatives understand that that is the reality we live in? That murderers and people, rapists are literally, if you say nice things, if you have the conventional wisdom and social norms, that's the only way you get reelected, bro. Just like this guy Joe Biden. Has Trump learned that lesson? Because it's almost like you guys refuse to learn it.
He was too exposing.
Say what you think, you're going to get your asses kicked in the second round because they're going to regroup and kick your ass. You're doing gangbang.
I think Trump, if he was allowed to do this in politics as a president, because you're not allowed to do this. You have to hold on. You're going to hear what I'm saying here. As a politician, as a president, you're only allowed to bring in types of people into your cabinet, your advisors. They have to be in that political specter. You cannot hire anybody outside of the political agenda, meaning that if Trump were to hire people from his own type of crew or clique or however you want to say it, right? His own posse. There you go. That's better words. If he hired people from his own posse – his own business posse, I think things would be done differently. Because
I agree.
But that's not right because he's the president. He should be able to hire.
Why is it not right?
He should be able to hire.
Just to be clear, are there
Biden literally gave all, if you notice, a lot of his kids have jobs and they pull. I don't even want to get into the Hunter Biden bullshit. Like that's like the fact that Hunter Biden was able to do what he can fucking do. Before Biden was even president, that's my issue with the biasness with the Democrat Party. They can do shit
they're horrible.
And get away
they're
with
absolutely
it.
Absolutely horrible. They're embarrassment to anybody who says they're left.
Yeah, I'd like to ask a question here. You know, hopefully I get the answer I'm looking for. In 2020, did you vote for Trump or did you vote for Biden?
I voted for a third party.
Okay, so you voted for either – who was running there? Jill Stein?
I voted for Jill Stein.
Who was in the third party?
Well, I favored Jill Stein, but I voted with my party because I'm with the PSL, so I voted for our candidate.
Okay, I was hoping that you would say you were voted for Joe Biden because the reason why I'm saying that is because I see people now that I talk to, you know, on the show of my show and, you know, on the outside there. A lot
My
of
girlfriend
people
voted for Joe Biden.
For Joe Biden, right? And they're starting to see that message that Trump was talking about, you know. And a lot of people are like, "Wow, I literally wasted my time at the ballot box," you know.
Oh no, okay. And my girlfriend is very regretting right now that she voted for him.
It's like at the
Trump
end of the day,
didn't
would you
sound like a feminist to her, so that's why she was pissed. You know, like he said a lot of wild shit. We got to remember that. Like he said some things that robbed people.
Also, he went in line with whatever they wanted to do. He literally gave it to corporate tax cuts. He did everything they wanted to do. He just didn't stop talking about the military industrial complex. He said the quiet parts out loud. He started talking about how their kids do all this shit and how he donated to Kamala Harris. And they were like, no, we can't be associated with you. We can't be associated with you. You just demonize. You call your Russian asset. You say you donate to us.
On the military complex.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, but
you know
that's why they can't
this.
Have it. They can't have a guy who's talking like that.
You know who won
that's
the
what
election?
Like Obama. Obama's the best president they ever had.
Yeah,
because he's great. You know they said he was a great middle manager. Middle manager.
Yeah. No, I agree. I feel like Biden and the Democratic Party definitely.
You look at the media. They love Obama. They love Obama because Obama did what he was told without question. without thinking.
But you know who won?
I mean, well, Obama was. Have you read his book? Have you guys read his books?
Yeah.
He talked about that.
Why would I? Why would I waste my life?
He was scared. He was scared to go against them, man. And imagine that, being the first black president. Like, you're straight up like, bro.
I'm so scared I'm going to drone strike a fucking Yemeni's wedding.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He's being a pussy, because if I was president, I would be like, nah, we're not doing that shit.
I'm glad I didn't read his book.
I can tell you right now.
He's worse than I thought he was.
The two types of entities that won this last election in 2020 was your media, your mainstream media, okay, because they pushed false narratives on Trump, and yeah. Trump was a racist.
Shame on the media.
It worked. It worked.
First of all, Trump is not a racist or a bigot. Trump employs just the same amount of black people as he does white people, so he's not a racist or a bigot. I mean,
nobody thought that, bro.
He was a Democrat before he ran.
Black people didn't ever think he was a racist that I know.
I mean, you have
just that the fact that the Republican Party, the rest of them from the South Carolina and people, they all talk about cantaloupe calves, drugs. They all talk like Democrats. I don't understand the difference between Republicans and Democrats, honestly, and how they talk.
There's literally video footage of Hillary being pro wall.
They all talk about drugs.
Yeah,
talk about Hillary talks about a wall. Trump did a fucking Trump literally did his own reenactment of the crime bill, 1994 crime bill, in the NRA speech. He literally sounded like Joe Biden to me.
Remember Sharpton sitting next to Trump? I mean, you have Sharpton sitting next to Trump in the 80s and 90s. Like, this guy's phenomenal. And then fast forward almost 25 years later, he's like, oh, he's a racist. What?
Right.
What? Because he's not funding your campaign anymore, Sharpton? He's not giving you money anymore? Everybody becomes racist, Tommy, when you stop giving the money.
I'm glad you guys know that. Good. So that's what we need to take care of, guys, the money in politics. It's literally leading to all of this. We got to take care of it ASAP. If Trump doesn't learn that lesson, the fact that, okay, all of this shit happened, they're liars, they're insidious cretins, but guess what? It worked.
Look at Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg and the ladies from the liberal view. The liberal
they can make
view,
people
right?
Bow, bro.
Oh, they're like
they trash on Joe Rogan a lot.
The View.
Oh,
they say Tulsi Gabbard should go to jail for talking about biolabs.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah, you talk about Jill Bayar, right? She's like, oh my God, Donald Trump is he's such a horrible man. He's such a horrible man.
They all went to Melania's wedding. But she's such a horrible man now.
Yeah, yeah. He went to Melania's wedding and Trump's wedding. And they're fucking hypocrites. They really are.
They are.
But hypocrites. You know?
So how come you don't realize?
Yeah, clearly we're going off of like how we feel like as podcasters just doing our own conversation. I was trying to stay on point for Tommy.
But this is more interesting. I don't really have to have conversation with the common good. I'm glad to talk to you guys. And honestly, at first I was a little mad that it wasn't going my way. But this is a very interesting conversation because I feel like we're being open and honest and we're actually trying to understand each other, which never happens in this country anymore.
Yeah.
We're all social comments. We're all comments. We're all this. So, okay. So, Michael, this is another question that I have. With all of this stuff, how do you not see that Trump is in the midst of this? So he's in the Melania Trump wedding. He's in the wedding. The Epstein pictures. He's in the Epstein pictures. All of this Trump is also involved in. He's also encompassed in this whole menagerie of corruption as well. So what do you think about that? Is he?
How is he?
I mean, he was good friends with that. He was good friends with
Jeffrey
Epstein for so long. He was best friends with the Clintons. He's best friends.
Hold on.
They played golf all the time.
Tommy, you're saying corruption, corruption, right? Like,
right.
How is he in corruption? Are you saying this?
Like money laundering?
Are you hearing it from media?
Okay, so I don't believe anything the media says. We shouldn't be leading. I'm trying to, from my own common sense.
Well,
evidence.
How do you know that?
This is my evidence.
How? Like,
so this is my evidence. Okay, you can check it. You can check it, Michael.
Hold on.
But he doesn't show his tax returns. So what does that mean?
I want to hear Michael's point real quick.
Hold on.
Why he thinks Trump's not corrupt.
I don't want you to think that I'm like, brainwashed, but I'm just my own evidence.
I'm going to ask you a question, okay? Because if you don't believe the media, here's my next question to that.
I hate all capitalists.
How do you feel that he's corrupted? How do you feel he's corrupted? Are you friends with Donald Trump? Do you sit at his house?
I don't sit at his house.
So how do you know he's
corrupt?
Florida
is a dangerous place, so I would never go to Florida.
So how do you know he's corrupted then? If you're not friends with him and you don't have any business ties, how do you know he's corrupted?
Okay, so he doesn't Florida show his tax returns. Dangerous.
Sir, Tommy, it's a fair question, right?
I know, I'm answering it. I'm trying to answer your question. Because, okay, so he doesn't show his tax returns. Everybody's showing their tax returns. What's on his tax returns?
How does he not show his tax returns?
Obama had to show his birth certificate.
Are you on Donald Trump's server? Do you know anything about his tax returns?
They all do this whole thing with the formal thing where they release their tax returns.
Did you call the IRS and ask if Donald Trump filed his tax returns?
So one thing that we need to realize, guys, is that these are our civil servants. Then we didn't know what they ate yesterday. I don't understand why you guys are not about that. You don't really want to have accountability
with
our civil servants.
Respect, you're feeding
we need to know these
media,
things. We need to know these
feeding,
things.
Tommy, you're feeding off of media propaganda. You know that's
how am I doing that? I'm making an argument.
The media.
I'm not believing anything. I believe
the
nothing.
Media saying that Donald Trump doesn't file his taxes. Okay, that's the media talking. That's not Tommy talking.
This is the evidence that he did not. In fact, they tried to subpoena his tax returns, and they lost the case because they are weak.
The media, right?
I mean, I could say that Donald Trump is just corrupt off the fact that he decided to listen to his advisors and hire war criminals and corrupt motherfuckers when he was dishes. Well, he literally criticized Bush on great details, but then he hires past Bush administration motherfuckers.
Right, exactly.
You know that shit? Like,
that's the same thing for you,
Tommy.
It's the
same thing that the Republicans do.
The same thing for you, Tommy. Like, if somebody were to ask you a question, the same question, did Tommy of the Tommy Nation Politics file his taxes? And you could say, I filed my taxes. I filed my taxes every single day. But they're going to come after you and say you didn't file your taxes. How would you feel if you knew in your heart that you filed your taxes? You would be attacked. You would be fucking pissed
off.
How
did I feel in my heart? There's literally – I would show people. I would show people my taxes. I mean,
so how
here
do you
they
think,
are. I mean,
how
like, here they think, are. They're right here. Here they are. You don't have to say that I didn't. I have them right here.
But guess what? There's where you bent. There's where you made your mistake, Tommy. You bent the knee to the media giants. You're showing your taxes.
So he didn't
and
bend
you're
the knee
giving
when
into the fight.
He didn't bend the knee when he hired Michael Bolton and
you're
Mike, giving Mike
you're bending
and,
the knee
and then
on
we
the
got
fight,
money from
Tommy.
Sheldon Adelson when he bent the knee to the Mercers for money for his campaign. He didn't bend the knee, but only when he files his tax returns does he bend the knee.
Why should you prove to the media that you filed your taxes after they keep on coming after you and after you and after you and after you and after you? After you? You don't have to do
That's
shit.
A good question,
you don't
Michael.
Have to prove yourself. You don't have to prove yourself. If Donald Trump knew that in his heart that he filed his taxes and he didn't have any corruption and this and that, he doesn't have to bend the knee. He doesn't have to do any damn thing he wants. You know why?
He does.
You know why, Tommy? You know why, Tommy? You know why? You know why? Because he said it, he said it clearly. He says, "I don't have to prove anything." Because
I don't give a shit what he says.
God,
he's a civil servant.
Right,
he represents our people, we the people of the United States, and he's got to do what we say when we say it. Because he's a servant of the country, and he is not Donald Trump anymore. He is the president of the country. He represents the country.
45th
and he is now us. So
well, he's not the president anymore.
He's the 45th.
This is the thing that I don't get about you partisans. Is that you literally think that you could he can do whatever he wants, even still he's president. He is not the president. He's no longer. This is literally.
Exactly. He doesn't have to show anything. He doesn't have to show anything.
He's got to show everything. So
does that say that in the Constitution?
I will be fighting that idea.
Does it say that in the Constitution?
Because it's time for transparency. And it's time to see what these guys are doing for real.
Hey, Tommy, does that say that in the Constitution?
It says a lot of things in the Constitution. It says we the people of the United States.
Show the Constitution on your show.
Establish justice, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty. How are we supposed to do that without the information, the empirical data, and the pros and cons to make the decisions necessary to promote the general welfare? If they're hiding all of the things, if things are classified, if we don't have the information, how are we supposed to make the decisions necessary to promote the general welfare? How? How?
Tommy, that's not how the Declaration of Independence was established. It doesn't represent that, what you're saying. With all due respect,
it doesn't represent that we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, promote the general welfare, and secure
Tommy,
the blessings of liberty.
Not only am I a podcaster, but I'm a political scholar. I know my
that's
history.
That's nice. I'm a ballerina. I don't give a shit. I just want to know.
I know the Constitution.
How are we supposed to promote the general welfare?
It doesn't say
if we don't
that,
know, if we don't have the information. It says it in the preamble of the Declaration of Independence.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't say that. It says that the Constitution represents a huge factor of privacy. When you force somebody to show a document, whether you're a president or a private citizen, that is called invasion of privacy. It is in the Constitution. You could look it up. The Constitution was enacted to protect someone's privacy. When you show something, whether it's on media or whether it is on social media or even in the general public, you're enacting – get ahead. You can look it up. You're enacting an invasion of privacy.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Why does it say that? Now, by the way, the Constitution. This is preamble of the Constitution.
But what does that represent what you're saying?
Now, this is actually the vision statement for the entire – this sets the tone for the entire Constitution. It sets the tone for the amendments, and it sets the tone for the fact that this is – and the United States, free tyranny, which you always talk about. You always talk about tyrants. They were free from tyranny. To establish justice, welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty. I'm just going to say – they were really adamant about that. Their freedom, liberty, life, and happiness. They said it a million times. And how are we supposed to promote that general welfare if we treat our civil servants like celebrities and let them know that they can't have to do these things? They have to reveal everything. They need to know. We need to know everything. That's what the media was for, guys. The media was literally supposed to be the fifth state to keep them accountable. Now they run rampant. And you don't even want to let them hold them accountable because you think they're like fucking good businessmen. It's ridiculous, guys. It really is. I'm sick. Anyways. It's ridiculous the attitude we have of our civil servants. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's the reason why our country's failing.
My next question for you, Tommy, that if we have to show documents or pictures or some type of article on to protect our own sanity, right? You know, for the society, what does that do? Does that like, I don't understand. I mean, what does it make?
Back
a difference?
In the day, before there was parties and partisanship and talking points, we could literally
but
judge
read off of what the Constitution is, though. Like,
we literally back in the day, we literally made judgments off of pros and cons and making the right.
The Constitution
data.
That he read off was about transquality. That has nothing to do with what he was talking about. That's entirely different.
Transquality. What do you mean transquality?
Well, you just put a screenshot or an article on your show about transquality, about the Constitution. The
preamble. It was the preamble of the Constitution.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with what you were just talking about, taxes and everything? That has nothing to do with that.
It doesn't. It has no idea. It has nothing to do with taxes. It has to do with the attitudes of how we treat our civil servants and what we expect of them and what we let them get away with. The media, the media, you blame the media. Yeah. The media is supposed to be the watchdog. They're not, they want access. They want ratings. They don't want accountability. So now who's providing the accountability, Michael? Nobody.
The media was brought into that power through government. Government gave them that power to do all that.
The Constitution gave them the power. There's also
not the Constitution. It was actually modern government that did.
No, there is. There literally is. You got to read this shit. It's amazing. There's literally constitutional articles that have to do with the press after the First Amendment. It talks about the freedom of the press. Then it goes into actually what the press is supposed to do, their function, which is supposed to hold the power so that we can be informed of their decisions and we can rise up against them because they were
but
all
they
about
don't anymore because corporate is part of America.
So I mean, literally, you're taking the parts I like about America and you're literally forgetting them. I love this part. I love the part where they stood up to these tyrants and they said, "No more. We're going to establish a constitution where tyranny can no longer exist because all men are created equal and we all promote the general welfare." But you guys don't want to think about that. You want to think about how Trump's a businessman.
Tommy, who stood up? Tommy, who stood up to the tyrants?
The Minutemen,
Paul the Anglo-Saxons.
No.
General George Washington.
There you go. Your four founding fathers, George army. Washington.
General Washington set up his own army. They were going to do a coup to try to overthrow
the founding Washington fathers. Also had slaves,
your four founding fathers stood up and signed their death warrants, literally, for this country.
Yes, they did. They knew what they were fucking doing. Did. Yeah.
And they had while they were slave owners.
They had more balls than we do. They would not take this whole Trump is a
I love that Jamar had to put the slave owners
he doesn't
part
have
in
to.
There.
Yeah, they were they had horrible faults. But guess what? Yeah. One thing I loved about these guys is that they would look at Trump and they would literally just say, "You're the president. You have to do these things. We don't give a shit about your businessman. We don't give a shit about your propaganda. You're a civil servant. You have to serve the country." In fact, back
and
in the day,
you also have to pay respect to
serve. It is a pleasure to serve at the pleasure of the people.
Jamar talking about slave owners, you also have to pay your respect to Abraham Lincoln, because if Abraham Lincoln did not enact the proclamation, you would still have slavery in this country. I can tell you right now.
I mean, but the same day he signed the Emancipation Proclamation, he also sent an order to slaughter Native Americans at a reservation. So it's just like, it's sad, and then it's also good. Because they also use their powers.
Like complaining all of these
Jamar,
things, like,
when did he do that?
How can you guys observe history?
I don't want to pull up the document because
I don't get it.
But it happened. There was a tribe that was slaughtered the same week.
So guys,
off of
his orders.
Also did the Emancipation Proclamation.
Guys, so we're all complicated human beings. Some of us have faults and stuff like that. I'm a people pleaser, and I definitely love my family more than anything. But let me tell you something. I haven't had a problem with drugs. So
this is a conversation
I'm not a good person.
We have to have
I'm not a
with
good
Pedro.
Person. I'm not a bad person. I'm just a person, and they were people. And one of the things I want to do, guys, is I need us to go ahead and look at the good things these people did, and look at the bad things that people did, but not conflate those things, because that's getting us all fucked up.
This is a conversation we have to have with Pedro on this stuff.
I mean, look, I agree with America with wanting to have freedom. I agree with America to fighting for their rights for freedom of speech. The only parts that I disagree with is just how the origins really happened and how we should actually have a government that works for the people. But a lot of people think that this government does not work for the people. And
even
a lot
right
of people think
even
that this
right
government
doesn't.
Does work for the people. And that's the divide right there, because these people have to understand that this government does not work for the people right now. And that's what every party.
I agree, Jamar. So, like, we both agree.
I'm glad it's taken 2 years after 2020 for people, even on the far left and or probably the far right too, if you want to include them, to understand that the American government doesn't work for the people. You know, I laugh when I hear that, because I automatically say this, and even on my show, that it's funny now after 2 years that you have Biden supporters that are finally realizing this. It took them 2 years to figure this out.
Nah, they still don't get it. They're just upset with the fact that the gas is up.
No, they were upset because you had a man at 3 a.m. tweeting. That's why.
Yeah, that too. The whole Trump thing.
Yeah,
but
you know
what I'm
saying. You know, Jamar. If you had Donald Trump in office, you wouldn't be paying
$7
a gas.
As a far left person trying to tell people that the government does not work for them. I spent like a good significant time of my life trying to explain to people that the government does not work for them. So that's why I agree with right wingers on. I agree with right wingers on that.
We're at a point, though, where we both agree about money and politics. And we both agree the government doesn't work for us. So we might have disagreements about a lot of stuff. Don't get us wrong, but as Michael knows, but what about the priorities though? What about reorganizing our priorities to fight for these things?
The government should focus on America right now.
Yeah, how can we do that? Because the Democrats and Republicans are definitely going to divide us again. With something else, they'll pull out a fetus. They'll put
this
out gun control. They'll pull it all out, and round
done.
And round we go.
Yeah, this is what needs to be done. This is what needs to be done to save this country, to restore it to its original formula, because it has to go back to its original formula in order to have this country survive. No, I'm telling you right now, every country has diminished in its own way or another. But to save this country, it has to go back to the original formula. Okay? Go back to the original principles. Okay?
I agree.
If the constitutional republic does not work for this country anymore, we have to enact another system.
It does. I just think we're not following it.
I don't think it works anymore. It may have worked in 1776 in the 1800s. It may have worked then. Okay? But in the 21st century, it's being torn apart by these type of lobbyists, type of special interest people that look at the Constitution. They hijacked it into a modern society now where they basically hijack every little amendment in that Constitution to get their way, Tommy. That's what they're doing right now, to get their way.
Isn't that perversion?
That is wrong. We're seeing that on all angles. I just had a show you were on earlier today that we got into transphobia and everything else. That is wrong too, what they're doing. They're enacting free speech and hijacking free speech in other parts of the Constitution to try to get their own way to push their own narratives into this society. Our society is being torn apart by literally radicalized people in this country that do not love this country, that do not represent anything that this country represents. They do not like this country. If they love this country, they would not do this type of behavior. That's my closing thoughts. If you want to save this country, we got to go back to the original formula, and we have to maybe enact another political system.
Okay. I like that. That's interesting. I think I agree with you. Hey, guys, I'm glad you saw to close. I just want to let you know, because you actually hit the perfect point of how we have to enact another political system, or maybe we just live up to the principles and values that we supposedly hold, and we actually live by those principles, because we have Secretary Blinken today, blaming Venezuela and Cuba for not doing certain things, even though they've shipped the oil directly to our country, like was ordered by the Biden administration. They're still, doing their things, and we're fighting with China. We just had news about North Korea. When are we going to stop this aggressive tendency to police the world and start? When are we going to try to focus on our country? Because I think jumping on the head, yeah. America first.
I have a video file that my producer on my show put together, and if it's all right with you, I'd love to plug it in on your show.
Yeah, sure. Anytime, bro. I'm sorry. I thought you were finished, Michael. But I want that video. By the way, I might not agree with a lot of what you say, Michael, but I'll promote you because you were on the show.
And yeah, I would like to look that up, too. We had disagreements, but I'm always for working class thought.
The sun had even said...
I want Jamar to have his words in. Go ahead. Jamar. I didn't hear that.
Oh, shit. What was that?
it was just a clip. I'm going to play after your thoughts. That
at the end of the day, I feel like what would save America is the working class getting working power again. When we talk about the FDR era and even after that and before that, with working people having a foot at the table, having living wages, the poverty was way less, all that. These are things that we need to get back to, and we need to focus on getting back to those type of ideals for working people in the United States and giving them the power and shutting down this whole corporate idea of just building 24/7 and not regarding poor people, anybody that's trying to make a true living. That's what I think, and that is my final thought on that. And Biden does not support that, especially when he says he's pro-union. He also ignores Starbucks and shit. Banning closing down a union store.
America. Examination of the United States origin story, a corrective history. It is designed to kickstart conversations. Thus, that hashtag I just mentioned, 1619 Project Brunch.
Now to some major news out of the NFL. A source telling ESPN that Washington's NFL team retiring its controversial nickname.
The Aunt Jemima brand is getting erased. The name and logo are being dropped from all including the iconic pancake mix and syrup. Within hours of the Aunt Jemima announcement, word that Uncle Ben's rice would get a new brand identity too.
New tonight, the Phoenix City Council voted to change street they find offensive.
Barnes & Noble's face flash over its divergence of classic novels. Some to mention, like Peter Pan, The Secret Garden, are being displayed with new covers. The characters of books are being reimagined as different ethnicities. This announcement.
Day, Twitter dropping the programming terms and blacklist from its master and slave are going to become leader and follower, while blacklist will become denialist.
Watch this.
That's funny.
I have never discriminated on the basis of sexual preference.
Your sexual preference is an offensive and outdated term.
Oh my gosh.
So Merriam-Webster, the dictionary, here. The definition versus the new definition of sexual preference. Before it said orientation,
I don't
sense,
care.
Sexual preference. And now, after that exchange with them on Tuesday, now it says offense, sense, sexual preference. What's your response?
I don't fucking care. I agree.
You stupid. I'm sorry, you guys.
That is
okay. So I have to keep this progressive, Michael. So I have to. Yeah. I should still have Tucker.
You know
Carlson.
What? You know what I mean by that video. Video.
Now, thanks a lot.
Hey, you know what I mean by that, Tommy? You know what I mean by that video? Everything that George Orwell expressed in his book 1984 is basically what America represents today.
I agree with you.
George Orwell, a time traveler, but he gave us a fair warning of what America will become in the next 40 years. And we are clearly seeing it right now.
He must have seen the neoliberal policies. By the way, he was a socialist, radical leftist. But he did see that for sure. Guys, this was Tommy with Tommy Nation Politics.
Orwell?
Yeah, Orwell.
Yeah.
This is Tommy
I'm a socialist too. Long live socialism.
I don't really care about any guys. I'm weird. I don't care about any God. I don't care about any power. I want us all to work. I think we're the power. I think we're the God. I think we change, and we have to be it, or we will regress if we don't. And that's just my warning to you guys. That's how I feel. Believe if we keep on just being apathetic and trusting our leaders and not taking responsibility, the birthright citizenship of a country that was given to us by our ancestors. Our ancestors who died as slaves, their ancestors who founded this land and manifested the destiny. If we don't get back to enjoying and actually taking advantage and appreciating their sacrifices and making sure that we protect those, if we leave it up and let the politicians drive, we're going to fucking – it's going. Regression. Just let you know this. Use it or lose it, guys. That's mine. Tommy Nation Politics, guys. Be free thinking innovative. Have a great day.